Greetings from Assembly in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada.
我向着弟兄姊妹代表在加拿大的聚会向弟兄姊妹问好。
And I bring their love and concern and their prayers along with me to you all.
我带着他们的祷告和关切来到你们当中。
And before I read a passage, I would like to bow down our heads in prayer.
我们分享信息以前，我们来一同祷告。
Our gracious Father, the Lord of heavens and the host all in.
满有恩典的神，天上的主。
We come to thy presence seeking thy grace upon me, upon us.
我们来到你面前，使我们能够在你面前蒙恩。
Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit who indwells in us and also who is on us.
谢谢所赐给我们的圣灵，并且他在我们身上的工作。
We seek thy help so that the Spirit may interpret the word the way we ought to understand and apply.
但愿圣灵能够进到我们的心中，能够使我们能够照着你的话，照你的旨意生活。
You are the one who has changed the water into wine and made it healthy for the people and joyfully.
你是这位使水变为酒住在我们中间的神。
Though we are humans, but you are the one who, when the word is delivered, you will touch it and make it joyful and meaningful to the each individual life.
虽然我们只不过是人，但是你的恩典进到我们的里面，使我们能在你面前欢喜快乐。
Ask in Jesus' precious name.
让我们祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Shall we turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 23?
让我们翻到诗篇二十三篇。
We will read the whole Psalm.
我们读全篇的诗篇。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still waters.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
He restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
他是我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
Yeah, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的章你的杆都安慰我。
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的腹杯满溢。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我却要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
The superscription of the psalm says, "The Psalm of David."
在这诗篇的开头说到，这是大卫的诗。
And also says David's confidence in God's grace.
Also mentioned what?
David's confidence in God's grace.
是讲到大卫在主身上所显出他的信靠。
So he was a king.
他是一位君王。
But he learned to trust the Lord in every aspect of his life.
他在他的生命的各方面呢，学习怎样来信靠神。
But God is looking company of people who do not trust their own strength, but by the grace of God, because no man shall glory before God.
神在寻求一批人呢，是不荣耀自己，乃是单单为着荣耀神来活。
And it is a wonderful privilege when the Spirit has recorded this psalm, every step of his life till reaching to the end of his life.
我们在这个诗篇里面看到一个非常美丽的安排，也就是他人生的每一个过程都写在这个诗篇里，并直到他生命的结束。
In every step, he glorifies the Lord and what he is unto him, and he reduces himself.
他在每一个过程里呢，他怎样来荣耀神，并且用他的生命呢来荣耀神。
Ever since he came to know the Lord and the Spirit touched him, because the where wind willeth, it bloweth, and he came to the knowledge of the Lord.
他每个他年轻的时候呢，就开始呢在主面前呢学习怎样认识他。
Ever since the word the Lord became to him till the reaching the end of his life, he recorded in these six verses.
所以从他认识主开始呢，一直到他的生命的结束呢。他就是这个六节圣经呢，他就把他的一生都描述出来。
And everyone who is touched by his spirit and came to know understanding of God's love and grace, and till as they travel in their Christian faith life, and all these verses are still applicable to each believer.
在历史历代里面，所有认识主的人呢，在这六节圣经里面，我们发现是何等的也能够满足今天我们的需要。
As we read, then the Lord may enlighten our hearts to apply by faith in our lives.
但愿我们读这段经文的时候呢，愿神开启我们的心，并且使我们能够把这些话应用在我们的身上。
The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want.
他这边说到耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
So while he was the youngest in the family, then the God, his father has asked him to tend his sheep.
当他小的时候，在他家里呢，他的爸爸要他去这个牧养羊群。
While he was tending his father's flock, then there was a danger for his flock, but he protected by even putting his very life between the lion and the flock.
当他在牧养他父亲的羊群的时候，有时候遇到非常危险的情形的时候，他就用他的性命去保护这些羊群，使他的这个当他面对狮子跟熊的时候，他把他自己呢摆在他这些凶险和羊群的中间。
And in this he has manifested two things. One is he is responsible for the work which he was bestowed.
他这件事情说明两件事。乃是说明第一个呢，就是他非常忠心于交托给他的工作。
And he trusted and he started believing that his Lord whom he brought his faith is much greater than the things which are facing him and his flock.
他也明白神要借着这个牧养羊群让他学习更伟大的事物。
So the Lord, not only he gave me the salvation free and forgave all my sins, but every step of my life that he is going to protect me, that is how he became a true shepherd in my life.
不但是我们信了主，得到主白白的救恩，但是每一步路我们走路的时候呢，神都在那里保守我们。
Either it is a lion or a lioness or like a man called Goliath, nobody will be able to defeat me because as long as the Lord is with me.
不然他面对到这个凶险啊，是熊或者是狮子或者是巨人哥利亚，如果神来保护他，就没有一个人能够胜过他。
So he soon started developing the relation, the Lord is my shepherd and he is going to take care of my life.
所以他诗篇开始的时候说到他跟主之间的关系，主是我的牧者，主能够保守我一切，并且供应我一切的需要。
The one who condescends to the Son of Man and gave himself for my sake and purchased me, why will he not freely give everything to me to protect my life?
这位道成肉身的人子主耶稣呢，他既然把他自己生命给我们，他难道其他任何事情神能够不能够保护我们吗？
So it is a wonderful thing, not only for David, but for all of us. The moment we came to know the Lord's love and saved us, by which his death saved us, that continual trust on him that he is going to take care of my life, he will preserve it and he will guide me.
所以这个可以应用到我们每个人身上，不是在大卫的身上。当我们认识到主的 大爱，他的救恩，然后如果我们继续相信他，他能够一样的供应并且保守我们。
Verse 2, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, He leadeth me beside the still waters.
第二节他说，他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
And as soon as we came to know the experience of God's love, the first thing He bestows in our heart is peace.
当我们从认识神的开始，认识了他的大爱以后呢，第一件事情我们所经历的，乃是他在我们心中来赐给我们这个平安。
So every man who is born of Adam has a tremendous unrest in their each individual hearts.
我们所有亚当的后代呢，在我们心中呢有一样东西。
While the Lord was here, He invited the Jewish people, "Come unto me, take my, I will give you rest."
主呢告诉以色列人说，你们来，我要给你们这个安息。
Green pastures speak of a wonderful, a resting, a lying down position.
这个青草地呢，乃是说一个非常适合我们躺卧的一个地方。
All the sins which were laid upon me were now behind me because those sins have been laid upon my Savior.
所有使我们感到有重担的一些罪恶，都在现在都放在主耶稣的身上来为我们承担。
So there was a lady in Luke chapter 7 who was mentioned as a sinner.
有一个人呢，在路加福音第七章呢。告诉我们说他是一个罪人。
And she came to know that the Lord was resting or came for a meal in a Pharisee's place.
他听到说主耶稣呢在一个法利赛人家中坐席。
And she came to the Lord uninvited and wiped the Lord's feet with her hair and washed his feet with her tears. And the Lord said, "Your sins have been forgiven."
那他就没有受邀请，但是他仍然到了这个法利赛人家人呢，就用他的头发来擦主耶稣的脚，用他的眼泪来洗主耶稣的脚。主耶稣对他讲说，妇人，你的罪得了赦免。
Not that her sins were forgiven in the presence of the Lord when she met him first time.
不但是他的这个妇人的罪得到赦免，当他第一次遇见主的时候，
But the Lord said in correct translation, "Your sins were forgiven." That means the moment she believed, even without seeing the Lord was assuring that your sins were forgiven.
那个边如果仔细读的他的动词时态的时候，他心中相信主的时候呢，他已经得了赦免。
And then when she met the Lord told her, "Go into peace, not go in peace." Please understand that.
当他后来遇到主的时候呢，主说呢，你平安的去吧。这个去吧呢，是不是在平安中去，乃是要进入平安。
Go in peace for that moment, then you carry the peace and go.
就你在那个时候呢，你呢有了平安以后，进到平安以后，你就可以在平安里。
And Lord wanted to say to her that I am sending you into the sphere of peace or the activity of peace where you will rest, enjoy my presence all the time. That is the meaning of go into peace.
他乃是告诉他说，主现在呢把你摆在这个平安中，所以你能够享受安息。
When we truly trust the Lord and learn to come and enjoy the Lord, That from heaven, that is what the Spirit continues to put in our hearts to enjoy Him and that His peace. It is an experience of lying on a green pasture.
当我们真正信靠主了以后呢，主就叫我们能够在他里面享受这个平安和安息。这里面就是说到在是我躺卧在这个青草地上的经历。
So you. A sheep, you cannot take the sheep to a running, a swirling, or a very flowing with a lot of speed.
当你在牧养羊群的时候，你不能带着羊群跑步。
Because sheep's mouth and nostrils are very close. There is very less distance between those two.
因为这个羊的脚啊是没办法跑步。
And when she wanted to, when the sheep wanted to drink water, if there is a spillage, then it will get into the nostrils and he'll get choked.
他当这个羊啊要喝水的时候，他如果动作快的话，他就会呛到，会呛死。
So what he does is he takes the sheep to the still waters, that is smooth, sweet, murmuring waters, then just overflowing up and down.
所以当水挤的时候呢，那个羊会呛到，所以呢，他必须要带这个羊群呢到一个平静的这个水。
Not only he gives us rest and peace, but also he makes us, as we need water, to fill our thirst, whatever is required, that he leads us to that situation where we will be able to sustain.
所以他领我们到这个安歇的水边呢，使我们能够得到不论我们的生活的处境怎样，得到及时的帮助。
So anything which is more, we will not be able to handle, that he will not allow that to happen to us.
所以神呢，绝不会允许 一件我们没办法应付的事啊，来临到我们。So
sometimes we see that how will the water come and it will bring the soothness to my soul when it is situation is really varied.
但我们有时候怀疑说，我们的情形这么糟，就神给我们带领我们到的水边呢，怎么能够满足我们呢？
David has heard that his forefathers were led in 40 years in the wilderness.
大卫听说过他的祖先们呢，在这个旷野里面呢，这个生活40年。Moses
spoke to the rock and broke the rock.
摩西呢，就这个击打磐石呢，就带出许多的涌出许多水来满足他们的需要。Water
gushed out.
这些水是涌出来的。And
that is not one time.
不但是不是一次而已。
If you read in 1 Corinthians 10, the rock followed.
你如果读这个哥林多前书的话，这个磐石啊，流水的磐石呢，一直随着他们。
Can you imagine that once the rock was there, stationary, when it was smitten, and the rock continually followed because the water needed for the people of Israel who was redeemed by his precious blood?
你那个想象说，这个这位击打的磐石呢？ 不但涌出水来，而且一直跟着他们，跟着他们去满足那些被他的宝血洗净的百姓们。So
the Lord takes care of every need of His children, and He makes the rock to follow where we go, and continue to provide the sweet murmuring water where we find our thirst is quenched and we are refreshed.
你们看到这边主呢，是一直在照顾着他的百姓。 然后他们百姓什么时候需要水的时候，这个磐石就随着他们走，并且能满足他们的需要。The
beautiful provision from the Lord for His children.
这是神对他的儿女呢有的非常奇妙的供应。Verse
3, He restoreth my soul, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness.
第三节说到，他是我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
So the restoreth means actually he causes to return my life.
这个苏醒啊，乃是说使我们能够被带回到我们的生命的原来的好的光景中。He
causes my life to return. That is the meaning of the restoration.
他说到说他使我们的生命呢，归回到原来的好的地方。My
forefathers Adam and Eve, they have transgressed and brought such a damage to the humanity.
我们知道我们的祖先亚当呢，他犯了罪，把整个人类带到灾难中。
First time when they made that sin, they hid from God.
当他们犯罪以后呢，马上呢，他们就躲避神。
Before that, the Lord was coming and every evening they had fellowship with God.
没有犯罪以前呢，神呢常常来到他们中间呢，他们和 亚当和神呢，有这个每天的甜蜜的交通。The
moment they ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, their glory which was there as a covering of light upon them disappeared.
当他们吃了这个分别善恶树的果子的时候， 他们身上所披戴的神的荣耀呢就消失了。
Then immediately they realized that they cannot appear before God. That something drastic has happened, a change in their bodies.
他们发现说呢，他们没办法照着他们的肉身呢来见神，因为他们发现说他们的肉身发现了极大的改变。
And surely death occurred between him, between them and God.
他们就发现这个他们那个时候所落到的光景中。
But when he came and he provided the skin, coats of skin to them, and he communicated again with them.
神来到他们中间以后，为他们预备了皮衣，使他们能够再能够和神之间有交通。
An indication that in the coming days that he is going to send his only begotten son through his death, the normalcy or the relationship will be restored back to the man.
这是说到呢，将来呢。他的儿子要来为我们死罪，使我们与神之间的关系呢能够再恢复到正常。
David was saying that my life was actually because of the Adam and Eve was not with you before.
乃是说到我的生命呢因着亚当的犯罪呢就不跟你们同在。
Now you are causing my life to return to you.
现在呢我的生命呢可以再归回到你们。
The way you anticipated or expected that the man should have continual fellowship with the Father and the Creator God, that has been restored in my life.
那个和神呢有经常不间断的交通的那个生命呢，现在呢被恢复到我们身上。
All the blessings which was lost in Adam, now it is going to be restored back in your Son Jesus Christ. That became my experience when I came to you.
所有在亚当身上失落的。我们现在在神儿子身上全部得回。
The life which he gave to me freely continues to make me give that boldness to come and speak with you, have fellowship with you.
那么我们在说，领受的，就白白说领受这个生命呢，是我们能够在神面前能够享受他的交通，并且给我们这个确据胆量。
Adam and Eve, they lost the privilege of eating the tree of life.And now, because of your son, the same life started working in me and causing my life to return to have fellowship with you, to understand you, and to receive the glory in its fullness of time. And it is a wonderful thing for my life.
在亚当身上所失去的那个祝福和神交通的祝福嘛，现在在神儿子身上能够完全被恢复，使我们能够再回到与神交通的那个生命生活中。
And he teaches me to.Walk, he leads me to walk in the paths of righteousness.
为自己的名的缘故呢，引导我走义路。
So once a man is restored to the life and fellowship with God,
当一个人呢恢复到神，跟神的交通当中
，God does not want to see his children to walk the way the world walks.
他不希望我们呢，乃仍然照着世界上的人所行的那个光景。
The righteousness means right in the sight of God.
这个义啊，乃是说在神面前是对的。
So when we were all sinners, and He sent His only begotten Son, to our Father, He was delivered for our offenses, and He rose again for our justification or righteousness.
当我们是罪人的时候，他的儿子来为我们赎罪，并且在神面前呢复活，使我们能够得到这个。
Our Lord was right in the sight of the Father, so whomsoever believeth in His Son's name, it pleased the Father to also justify all those who believed.
主耶稣在地上过的生活和他的生命，在神面前是乃是对的，是义的。所以呢，他现在呢，能够把这个义加在我们身上，使我们能够在神面前也能够过一个义的生活。
It is freely done, and also it was called imputed righteousness.Because of our faith in Him.
这是白白赐给我们，所以我们说这个义呢乃是加给我们的。
But when the life of the Lord works in us, and causing the restoration of that life with God,
当这个生命呢在我们里面了以后呢，使我们能恢复到神的交通里。
He expects that His children also learn to do what is right in the sight of God.
我们也同时学习怎样来在神面前。过一个义的生活。
As fallen nature still predominantly works in the lives of his children,
in many cases, we do not know what is actually right in the sight of God and how we need to behave.
有很多时候呢,我们在神面前,不太晓得,在神面前遇到很多情形的时候,不晓得我们怎样去应对,才能够在神面前会称为是义的,或者是对的。
So when in the Old Testament, he said, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, hand for a hand, that is the way the Lord's law was given to live a normal social life for the Jewish people.
在旧约的时候呢,神告诉他们说,以眼还眼,以牙还牙,这个是在旧约的时候,神告诉他们呢,怎样在神面前过一个对的义的生活。
But in the New Testament, the Lord reversed the order.
在新约时候呢,神把这个次序就改变了。
The Lord said, love your enemies.
主说呢,你要爱你的仇敌。
So Apostle Paul said, if your enemy is hungry, then give him food.
保罗说呢,你的敌人饥饿的时候呢,要给他食物吃。
Apostle John said, if anybody even entertains a hatred in the heart of about a brother in our heart, that is equals to a murder.
那个使徒约翰说呢, 你如果心里面向着弟兄怀恨的话,等于说你谋杀了你的弟兄。
So David got into a very big situation.
我们看到这个大卫呢,遇到一个很大的一个情形。
He defeated Goliath.
他把巨人哥利亚打败了。
100 plus Philistines he killed, brought the foreskins, got married to Saul's daughter.
他杀了100个菲利士人呢,用他们的割下的那个包皮呢,把他的当作证物呢,娶了扫罗王的女儿。
Then his father-in-law wanted to kill him.
但是呢,他的岳父却想要杀他。
And 7 years he went by without having any company from his own place.
所以,他要逃亡了七年,这七年当中呢,他没有办法和任何他所认识的人在一起。
So that time there were 400 men who followed him from different walks of life.
但那个时候呢,有400个呢, 在社会中各种阶层的人呢,来加入他。
So he did not know where will sleep and what he will eat.
所以他不晓得怎样到哪,在哪里住,怎样跟别人呢,有交通。
But he knew that the Lord has called him for a special purpose.
但他心中知道说,神呢,呼召他是为了一个非常重要的目的。
So in one direction, the enemy Saul was chasing him to kill him.
在一方面呢,保罗的仇敌呢,要追赶他,要杀他。
And in another direction, that there were 400 men who was with him, wanted to kill Saul.
在另外一方面呢, 400个追随他的人呢,想要杀扫罗。
So he says, he restoreth my soul to do the work of the righteousness. That is what he wanted to do.
但是他这里告诉我们说呢, 他的灵魂苏醒以后呢, 他要在神面前做一件对的事。
In the Old Testament, if he had followed the law, that would have been right even if he killed Saul.
在旧约的标准里来看呢, 他可以把扫罗杀了他的 仇敌杀了,仍然符合旧约的神的标准。
But the man who was in the Old Testament times but lived as if he is in the New Testament times, it is a remarkable character.
我们知道在大卫身上呢,他虽然是生在旧约中,但是他乃是用新约的标准来行在神面前。
Between Saul and his men who were following him, he chose to see, hear the voice of the Lord.
在扫罗,追杀他的扫罗王, 和要杀扫罗的这个中间呢,大卫呢,想要行在神面前对的事。
And he said, the Lord told him, you love your enemy.
他说,神对他说呢,你要爱你的仇敌。
That is considered as right wiseness in my sight.
所以,这个要爱你的仇敌呢,在神面前,在他心中是对的事。
That is what the Lord did to all of us.
原来是神要对我们做的一件事。
When we were all enemies, he died for us. He manifested his love on the cross.
当我们都是他的仇敌的时候呢, 他在十字架上为我们舍命。
Not only we enjoy that truth which is applicable to us, but we also, Lord expects us that we may learn to live that kind of a life and sing along with David, that he you walk me to cause in the paths of righteousness. That means doing right wiseness in the sight of God in every situation, either of trouble or with from the enemy, or those who are known to us are also advocating to follow the walks of world. Sorry, brother.
当我们领受了神的恩典以后呢，我们也要像大卫一样呢，要行在神眼中看为对的事。
So in book of 1 Samuel chapter 24, Saul says, David, Lord delivered me to your hand, but you have not killed me, and you have behaved more righteous than me. That is an enemy giving the testimony.
在这个撒母耳记上第24节呢，扫罗呢就这样告诉大卫，你知道扫罗是他的仇敌，在他的仇敌口中，他得了这么美好的见证。扫罗说呢，你可以把我杀了，但是呢，你却没有杀我，所以你在神面前呢比我更公义。
So when people hate you for no reason, that means the Lord is working in you to teach you what is the meaning of a right wise behavior towards the people who are not liking you.
当有人打你的时候呢，就是给你一个机会，你怎样在神面前呢，来以神眼前看为对的义的来回应这样的情形。
Don't look at them, sometimes even they may be brothers and sisters.
有的时候是真正是你的仇敌，但有的时候呢，伤害你的人呢，是主的，是你自己的弟兄姊妹们。
But ask the Lord, Lord, what is right now? What I need to do for you and to me?
所以你那个时候你要问主说，主啊，我怎样做在你的眼中看为义的呢？
The Father's heart will be really satisfied, not only applied the imputed righteousness, but when that life, which caused to restore in our lives, started flowing and manifesting the nature and the character of our Father, it is really pleasing to the heart of the Father.
既然你这样问的时候呢，就非常能够满足父神的心，因为不但是我们身上有加在我们身上的主的义呢，并且呢，我们的生命呢，能够活出那个义的生活来。Then
our heart is set right with the Lord, our feet is treading the walk of the Lord, then our heart will go to the Lord and say, Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, not the reward in a physical sense, but it is a total confidence to see His face and learn to walk more and more in the countenance of His light.
当我们的心呢，先被主得着了以后呢，我们的脚呢，要开始走主的道路，乃是说，常常走在主面光中。
Then in Psalm 18, verse 20, he said, The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness.
在诗篇18篇的第20节，他说是照着我的义呢，主呢报答了我。
Otherwise, no man can be declared right before the sight of God.
我们知道这个每一个人呢，在神面前可以称为自己是义的。
But when we learn to submit, appropriate that life, learn to live under treading the paths of righteousness. Our heart says, Lord, you have enabled me to do so and reward me.
所以当我们呢，走在神的这个光中呢，来行他眼中看为义的事，那么呢，我们就在主面前说呢，靠着你的恩典怜悯呢，我们行了这个义，所以你就按照你所给我们的恩典呢，所行出来的义呢，来报答我，就是这个意思。
So Paul prays for the Philippian brethren that you may appear before the glory of the Lord, all with the works of the righteousness.
So 保罗呢对腓立比的人讲呢，说我们要照着我们所行的义呢，显现在主的荣耀里。
And when we go to the Revelation chapter 19, verse 8, the bride was adorned with the beautiful garments. Those garments are woven by the works of the righteous acts of the people.
我们在那个启示录19章里面说到这个心腹装备整齐，他们穿的那个细马衣呢，是他们众圣徒所行的义。So
the influence of the 400 men day in and day out.
他和这个追随他的400个人呢，每天生活在一起。
the band of enemy and led by Saul.
那么另外一群人呢，是他的仇敌所带领的，就是这个人民。
And his ears stopped listening to that 400 men whom he sees every day.
他如果听这个四百个人的建议呢，就是他每天生活在一起的四百个人的建议的话。
His eyes did stop looking at the enemy, the camp.
他如果不再看这个他的仇敌的营房的时候。
His inner eyes started seeing the unseen God as seeing him.
他就发现到那个。 那个他不能见眼见的这位神呢，他好像是见到了这位他眼睛所看不见的这位神。
Then imagine the outward influence of our Christian faith life. By seeing things, by hearing things, the way we are unable to comprehend the unseen God, what He can do, what He teaches us, and how He asks us to tread our path in everyday life.
想想看的，如果我们呢，也能够看见我们肉眼看不见的这位神的话。 那么我们在神面前呢，该做的或不该做的事情，在神面前怎样做，这讨乎他欢喜的这件事。
We are easily tempted by the things which we hear and we see.
因为我们每一个人呢，非常很容易呢，受到我们所看见的或是我们听见的影响。
The God wants to become truly a shepherd in each one's life. It is not only with David, with all those who love him.
我们知道神是要做每个人的牧者，不光是做大卫的牧者。So
we move on to verse 4.
然后我们来看到第四节。Yea,
though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
The Lord does not stop dealing with just by teaching the righteous acts in our life.
神呢，并没有停在每天教导我们行义路的这个功课上。
He progresses our life in the future steps, which are much more deeper.
他呢，乃至继续带领我们走到更深之处。
So the most difficult part of our life may arise from our own children.
你知道，在我们生活中啊，我们最困难的事呢，乃是发生在我们子女身上。
I am not saying that with, for everyone, but may arise.
Not for everyone, for who?
For not for every believer, but it may arise. For,
okay, yeah. Okay. 我不是说是每一个人都会经到这种事情，但是呢，它可能会发生的。
When our Lord, the creator of the whole universe and creator of me and everyone. When he came into this world, he came unto his own received him not and rejected him.
所以创造宇宙万物的神呢，来到他自己的人当中呢，他的人呢，自己的人却不接待他。
He was falsely accused.
他被诬告。
Finally, they led him to the cross.
所以这些他自己的人呢，就把他钉在十字架上。His
creation, his chosen people decided to put him to the cross.
他所创造的人，他自己的百姓呢，把他自己钉在十字架上。He
manifested his love, but in return he was rewarded a death of a heinous criminal.
他向他们所显明的就是他自己的爱，但是呢。
His own creation decided to put him on the cross.
这位创造主呢，被他所创造的人呢，在十字架上杀害。
David had many wives and children with every wife, many wives.
大卫有许多的妻子，也有许多孩子。
We cannot apply that to our lives.
我们不能够应用在我们身上。
But one of the sons he had was Absalom. Very beautiful, handsome, nice, very nice communicator with the people who entices the people to follow him.
他有一个儿子叫做亚沙龙，亚沙龙长得又高又俊美，并且呢，他这个很会有很有口才，说服他的这个他们国家的百姓呢来跟随他。
And he has usurped the kingdom of his father.
他要从他父亲的手中呢把王位夺回来。
Even that time that he went away from leaving Jerusalem to the wilderness.
所以大卫必须要逃亡，从耶路撒冷的逃亡，在旷野里逃亡。
With so many seasons of the experience of war, it would have been much easier for him to kill his son.
对大卫来讲，因为他是大卫本身是一个大能的勇士。 所以他如果把他的儿子杀掉的话，是很容易做的一件事。But
instead, he chose to leave that place and allow the things of God the way it unfold, let it unfold, and he withdrew from that place.
但是他要为了神的旨意那个成全呢，他就从那个耶路撒冷呢就退让逃跑。
He knew and strongly believed that he came to the position of, as a king by his the mercies of God, not by his strength.
因为他知道说，他所以能够成为以色列的王呢，乃不是靠他自己的能力，乃是因着神的怜悯。If
he has put him in that position, he will also sustain him in that position.
如果是神把他摆在那个王位上，那么神也能够。
And he learned to withdraw his position and allowed to submit the ways of the Lord of his dealings.
所以他就在那个时候呢，学习把这件事交在主的这个手中。
That is called resigning to the rights of a person and accepting the ways of the Lord is meekness.
我们知道能够使 我们能够把我们的主权交在主手里呢，这个圣经里面叫做温柔的人。Humanly,
that we all have a nature to fight for our own rights, if not for others.
我们自己有一个本性啊，就是要为我们自己的权利、利益来争。But
in his life, he allowed that to happen what the Lord wanted.
但是大卫身上他学习呢，让神呢来为他的利益而争。
And when we allow the things and learn to accept gladly the ways of the Lord,
当我们能够学到欢喜地领受神的带领的时候,
and he would have easily killed him, but he said to Joab, do not kill or touch son Absalom.
他虽然能够很容易地把他的儿子打败并且杀死，但是他对他的将军约雅说呢，你要存留
There was a longing to go back to the where the Ark of the Covenant was there. To enjoy the presence of the Lord. But the situation was forcing him to stay away from that Ark of the Covenant's presence.
但是呢，因为这个所临发的事情呢，是他那个。 暂时要离开，就神的同在，在耶路撒冷的同在。
But he never forgot the way what is rightwiseness in the sight of God and not to kill his son.
所以他能够认识到，这个时候呢，他不能够杀他的儿子。
He understood and smelled that there was a simmering activity behind him to kill Absalom through Joab and others.
因为他知道说，在他的军队中呢。 有些人呢，要非常恨亚沙龙，要把亚沙龙呢置于死地。Because
that is not the nature of the Lord.
但是呢，这不是神的这个旨意。He
clearly manifested in the most tempting times of his life.
他在他生命中，最受试探的时候。Shepherd,
he wants to lead every child now also in the similar fashion, where we were withdrawn from our own rights. And everything was robbed, taken away, and nothing left. But my eyes and my heart only lifted unto the great Savior who was also rejected and taught me and became my comfort in every situation of my life.
当我们也学到同一个功课，就是当我们的利益都被夺去的时候呢，我们也仍然能够安息在神的面前，领受神的带领。So
he said, I will fear no evil.
所以他这边讲说，我不怕遭害。So
the man who has got a breath of life in his nostrils, what he can do unto me?
所以，当神与我 帮助我的时候，人能帮我怎么样呢？
If he withdraws, the life is withdrawn by my Lord, he cannot do anything.
如果这个神是赐我们生命的，
but my life is hidden in him.
因为我们的生命也藏在他里面。
Nobody can touch my, nobody can take away my life.
没一个人能够把我的生命夺去。
I am preserved for now, and I am also preserved for future.
我是现今被保守，将来也要被神保守。
I will fear no evil because not of the evil situation, because you are with me.
我不怕遭害，乃是因为你与我同在。
So every time, every complex situation and the difficult position of ours, how our eyes to be looked unto the Lord, because He is going to be with you, with us, with me.
当我们遇到非常困难的情况的时候呢，我们的眼目要住在主身上，因为他与我们同在。
When my eyes look unto the help of a man.
当我的眼目呢注重在人的帮助的时候呢。
And with the people who are with me.
和那些和我同在的这些百姓
身上。My fears are aggravated.
我们的害怕却增加。
But when in quietness,
但是在我们的平静中
on green pastures,
在这个青草地上
remembering all the past memories of the way the Lord has led me,
能够回想神所一路对我们的带领
and my heart says, I fear no evil because I enjoy Him in every situation.
那个时候我们就能够说我心不怕遭害因为你与我同在。
My Creator went to the cross and died.
我的创造主呢，在十字架上为我死了。
It pleased the Father to raise him up on the third day.
父神就喜乐在第三天把他复活。
Every time he takes me through the valley of the shadow of death experience.
当神带领我行过死荫的幽谷的时候。
And it comes about with an experience of resurrection.
我能够经历神复活的经历。
All the flesh and the dross which is not actually suitable to the kingdom of heaven in the spirit, all being shedded and shedded.
所有不适合神国度的那个肉体，那都被取掉。
Outward man is in decaying, but the inward man is being renewed and strengthened day by day as the Lord's coming is so near and the Lord is taking me through the situations.What it pleases him and also what prepares me to see him in glory.
所以我们外体呢会一天损失一天，但是我们里面的灵呢，里面的生命，里面的人呢，要一天心思一天，神要把我们预备，我们呢能有一天能够在荣耀里 与他相见。
For David it is Absalom, for you and me, whatever the Lord chooses to please, pleases to choose.Accordingly, he will guide his children to the same way.
在大卫身上呢是亚沙龙的所造成的事件，在你我身上呢，我们有类似的经历的时候也是一样。
Blessed is the one who with whom the Lord deals and prepares them for the coming kingdom.
神要预备我们呢，为着将来要来的国度里面。的荣耀呢来预备我们。
But one thing we all need to learn, not to draw any self-pity from the people or by the situations around, but learn to put our trust in the Lord.
我们要学习不要去注意从人来的帮助，乃是注意在主的身上。
Not only he is with him, but he speaks of two things. One, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
他不但是说到主与我同在，并且他说你的杖你的竿都安慰我。
So he fears no evil from his side, and the reasons was one, the Lord's presence, and Lord has when he had present with David, he also sees two things. One is he is the rod of God and also the staff of the Lord.
他在主的同在中呢看到另外两件事，一件事就是神的杖，一个是神的杆。
The both have got a wonderful meaning.
他们两个这两件事情有它背后非常美好的意义。
And both are essential for every believer.
它跟我们每个信徒有关系的。
So one, the first one is a rod.
第一个是神的杖。
So in Hebrew that is called Shabbat.
希伯来文呢，这个字呢叫做 Shabbat.
The meaning is specter or tribe. Scepter.
Scepter.
Yeah.
Huh? Scepter. Scepter. Okay. 他在这个杖的原来意思是这个做皇帝他们这个权杖权杖。
So it is sometimes translated as a rod, sometimes it is a scepter. So that means it is the power or his kingship or the authority it speaks.
因为这个是呢，有时候翻成权杖，那是说明到那个权能，那个你的这个王权。
So when the Lord called him and gave such a beautiful, magnificent kingdom bestowed on him,
当主呼召大卫，把这个国度交给大卫。
So he said, that is not something very beautiful or wonderful.
他说是，这件事情是，不见得是那样的美好。
But when you come in glory,
但是呢，你从 荣耀里面降临的时候,
and when you establish your kingdom,
当你在地上建起你的国度的时候,
and when I see you face to face,
当我面对面的在未来的国度里与你见面的时候,
and every desire of my heart may be fulfilled in the countenance of that light and that glory of the kingdom.
我心中所有的盼望都在你的面光中得到满足的时候,
as I see the coming glory of the future now,
现在呢，我就是看到未来国度的荣耀。
And that rod comforts me and makes me strengthened so that I can pass through all these difficulties, even if it is from enemy, my children, my situation, whatever it is, even Joab who was with me all through my life.
所以如果我能够在现在看见你未来国度的荣耀，你的权杖的时候呢？ 那么在地上所遇到各样的难处呢，我都能够欢喜的领受。就算是亚沙龙或者是约雅这样的人，
The Lord who became a living spirit and works and dwells in me and works and prepares me for the coming kingdom and the glory, and every situation, whatever it pleases Him to allow and unfold and make me to walk triumphantly, because He is with me and His desire that I may see Him and participate in that glory and kingdom.
所以在我看到这个要来国度的荣耀的时候，看到主的主权的时候，王权的时候，那么在地上所经过的各样的难处，我们都能够度过，并且能够向着这个将来的荣耀来。 得到安慰和鼓励。
Everyone whose heart is pervaded and propelled in a day-to-day life to the coming glory and the kingdom, every situation of this life do not become something very difficult.
你如果是能够看到将要来的国度的荣耀的时候呢，地上所发生的一切事情就不那么重要了。
Book of Romans chapter 8.
请读这个罗马书第八章。
Verse 17 and 18 I'm reading.
第17节跟第18节。
And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together.
17节，既是儿女，便是后世。 就是神的后世，与基督同作后世，和我们，如果我们和他一同受苦，也必与他一同得荣耀。18.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
Book of 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章。
Chapter 4
第四章。提摩太后书第四章。
Verse 18
第十三节。
And the Lord shall deliver me from my evil work, from every evil work, and will preserve me unto His heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Where is that? Verse?
2 Timothy 4:18.
18.
Yes.
So not the 13. Okay. 18. Timothy 后书4章第18节. 主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶, 并必救我进他的天国, 愿荣耀归于他, 直到永永远远, Amen.
So that is all through the end of the life, when everybody left him, and he said, the Lord will deliver me from every evil, and will preserve me for the coming glory and the kingdom.
当在保罗的生命的终点的时候, 所有的人都离弃了他, 他乃是能够说, 承诺要在他的荣耀里面来接纳他。
And book of Hebrews chapter 12,
在希伯来书第12章。
Verses 1 and 2.
第1节跟第2节。
So I'll just read verse 2 to save time.
我只读第2节。
Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
第2节, 仰望我们为我们信心创始成终的耶稣, 因他因那摆在他面前的喜乐, 就轻看羞辱, 忍受了十字架的苦难, 便坐在神宝座的右边。
And book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 26.
第11章的26节.
Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward.
他看为基督受的凌辱, 比埃及的财物更宝贵, 因他想望 所要得的赏赐。
And that rod, that coming glory of the Lord, and His authority and kingdom, always should comfort us, because that is going to be the real, and this is the one which is passing away.
神要来的, 主耶稣要再来的那个荣耀, 和他要带来的国度呢, 这应该是一直在我们的心中, 来安慰我们, 鼓励我们。
Then when we come back to Psalm 23, verse 4, the last part, and thy staff, they comfort me.
我们回到23章第4节的最后这个几个字, 你的感也都安慰我。
And we will go back to the book of Hebrews chapter 11.
我们回到这个希伯来书第11章。
Verse 21.
第21节.
By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph, and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff.
雅各因着信临死的时候，给约瑟的两个儿子各自祝福，扶着杖头敬拜神。
So he lived in Egypt for almost 17 years of his last days of his life.
他离开了，Jacob
lived at the end of his life 17 years in Egypt.
在雅各他的生命中呢，最后的17年呢，他是住在埃及地。
Jacob saw that the land of Canaan was the promised land for him and his children.
雅各知道 那个迦南地是神给他们的应许之地, 他和他的子女。
And when Joseph sent him a message, I am here working as a prime minister, you bring your wives, children, everybody, move to Egypt. He said, I don't want to.
当约瑟他的儿子呢, 写信给他, 要他和他的, 太太和他的儿女一同搬到埃及的时候呢, 雅各说呢, 我不想下去。
Even if it is a drought, then I wanted to live by faith in this land.
虽然那个时候有饥荒, 雅各呢, 仍然愿意凭着信心住在那个, 迦南地。
He went to Beersheba and inquired of the Lord.
他到了别士巴呢, 就在那里呢, 询问着神。
The Lord appeared and told him that you don't worry, that you go, and live there, but I will bring you back to be burial here.
他在那里呢，主向他显现说，你不要担心，你可以下去到埃及地。And
when he went there, and after the Lord's word comforted him, then he went to Joseph.
他到了埃及以后呢，他就去见约瑟。And
in that 17 years of life, we don't hear much about Jacob at all.
在他最后的17年呢，在埃及的时候，我们没有听到太多有关他的故事。
One of the incidents which we heard about him was this act.
有一件事情我们知道的，就是这一段经文所告诉我们的。
When Joseph came to know that his father was sick, then he brought his two children.
当约瑟听到他爸爸生病了，他就把他的两个儿子呢带到他爸爸面前。
Then he leaned on his staff, and by faith he blessed the elder and the younger, but in the positions of younger to elder, elder to younger.
所以他雅各呢，就扶着杖头呢，就来祝福他的两个儿子。但是他祝福的时候，他是要把长子的名分给小的。It
is not only that spur of a moment the Lord has revealed him that this is going to you bless him, but in that 17 years of life, by faith, he was looking that he will go back to the promised land. And continually learn to lean upon the staff, that is our Lord Jesus Christ, in a foreign land as a sojourner, how should exercise and come much closer to the experience of the Lord in the situation of drought and foreign and sojourning.
他在那里说，在17年的这当中呢，他仍然是因着信心活在雅各，活在埃及地上。 扶着杖，这个杖头乃是表明说他在依靠神，依靠主耶稣，仍然在那里生活。想到说有一天呢，神要带他们回到那个迦南地。When
he learned that the Lord is going to honor his faith, he learned that the Lord is going to honor his faith, and the Lord has revealed him that what it is going to be for the Joseph's children.
当神呢，因着他的信心呢，来这个奖赏他，让他看到以色列人他们要发生的事情。So
David learned how what is the meaning of leaning by faith on the staff of the Lord.
在这里呢，扶着杖头敬拜，因着信心扶着杖头敬拜神，到底这件事情是什么意思呢？
So they comforted him that staff. That the Lord is going to prepare me for the coming glory and kingdom.
这乃是也说到神呢，借着这个感呢，来预备我们，为着未来要显明的这个国度来预备我们。
Even if it is the most difficult situation of my life, but I learn to just stay on with my Lord.
如果在我们身上所发生很困难的事情中呢，我们就是在异地这个。 仍然能够学习依靠神呢，我们就能够度过很多难处。
How difficult it is for a man to leave every human activity in the work of the Lord and just to lean upon the staff in every difficult and complex situation of our lives.
我们呢，对人本性来说呢，停止所有的活动啊，只在各样的难处中呢，这个扶着杖头啊。 能够询问神依靠神，这是一个非常难的一件事。
So the Lord, David says, Thy rod and thy staff comfort me, strengthens me, consoles me, because those are the things which one I will see the kingdom and the preparation of leaning upon you for that glory and gives me a continual comfort in every situation of my life.
So 当大卫说呢，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我，乃是说到。 当你向我显明这个要来的国度的荣耀的时候呢，我的心就会得到安慰和鼓励。First
John chapter 5，
约翰一书第五章。For
whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world， and this is the victory. Verse 4，
第四节。And
this is the victory that overcometh the world， even our faith.
因为凡 神所生的就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界的，就是我们的信心。
Faith the sense of activation of things which are not seen and which are going enabling us to see what it is going to come.
因为信心是未见之事的实体, 使我们能够看见我们要将来要发生的事。
This is the overcoming the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
他说,使我们胜了世界的,
everyone who abides with me and every situation, as the Lord has said, in the world you will have many tribulations, I have overcome, you will also overcome.
主说呢,你要住在我里面,你们在世上有苦难,但在我里面你们有平安。
The more we learn to lean upon Him and bringing that full trust that the Lord you are going to deliver. The more we are learning to look unto the things of here and there and man, then we really do not value what is the power of the Lord in who are trusting in Him.
当我们能够信靠神的时候呢,我们就能够得到安慰,等经历各样的苦难,但是如果我们只是看别的地方的帮助的时候呢,我们就没办法度过。
Verse 5, Psalm 23. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over.
在我敌人面前,第五节,你为我摆设宴席,你用油膏了我的头,使我的福杯满溢。
Now everything is over. I came out, went through the death, and came out through the resurrection. And the Lord counted me worthy to sit at His table, because the Lord said, I will not drink this cup, I will not observe this Passover till I come in the kingdom.
当我们经过了神的带领,经过了死亡的幽谷呢,那么我们现在在这个复活的境界里,然后呢,就说到说,我现在呢,跟主一同坐席,
when He considers us worthy after all these experiences to participate with Him in His kingdom and glory,
当他看到认为我们是配得的, 就和我们一同坐席, 就是在这个要来的天国里, 与我们坐席, 因为主耶稣说过, 他不喝这个饼和杯, 直到那个新的日子, 就是他国度里的日子。
Now when we go down and participate from the Lord's table,
等一会我们要在楼下参加主的这个波饼聚会,
we are making the confession of our faith that the Lord is going to come.
我们在那个波饼聚会中呢,有一点乃是呢,来宣告说主呢,有一天要来。
But when He cometh,
当他来的时候,
the table is laid.
我们摆设这个桌子,
the food and the wine is served on the table.
我们看到这个桌上的饼和杯,
and at that time, I don't eat and drink.
那个时候我不需要祷告了,
but I eat, my hunger is gone, my thirst is gone, because the Lord is at the table.
对不起, 那个时候呢,我就不需要, 吃饼和喝杯了, 因为主呢,就在我们面前。
Food is for the belly, and the belly is for the food. The Lord will destroy both.
因为这个, 食物是为了祝福, 祝福是为了食物, 但是神要那一天呢, 神要这个, 毁坏这两样。
But in the countenance of His light, my everything is fully met, and I do not know what to eat, what to drink then.
在神的面前呢, 当主耶稣再来的时候, 这个在主的那个, 饼杯面前呢, 我的所有的需要都满足了, 我不晓得我们要吃什么和喝什么。
I don't see Him face to face now, but that time I will see Him face to face.
现在我们与他不是面对面, 但是那一天呢, 我们就与他面对面。
I am already transformed into the glory of the Lord, participant of that glory.
我们那个时候就会被, 改变成像主的荣耀一样的形象。
And He also not only gives me food and a drink, but He anoints my head with oil.
他不但是给我们的饼和杯呢, 并且他用油膏了我们的头。
And in the Old Testament, the anointing of head speaks of three incidents.
在旧约里面呢, 用油膏头呢, 说到三件事。
When you are anointing a king,
当你这个, when you are anointing a priest, 或者是你设立祭司的时候
when you are anointing a prophet
或者你设立先知的时候都是用油膏他们头
so anointing speaks of either kingship, prophecy, prophet and priest
所以用油膏呢乃是说到做君王做祭司和做先知
in the Revelation chapter 1, 5 and 6 he has made us kings and priests
在启示录第一章第五节呢说到他使我们成为他父神的祭司和国度
and Revelation chapter 20, 4 to 6 blessed are the people who participated in the first resurrection they will be the kings and priests they will rule with him for 1,000 years
在启示录二十章第四节第五节说到说那些在第一次复活有份的人神赐我们做他的国度和祭司
I will move in the Lord, with the Lord in he, wherever he is
主在哪里呢我们就在哪里
But my head speaks of that anointing of the oil which speaks of the kingship and also the priesthood
当膏油在我头上乃是说明这个君王和祭司
Then where is the question of where is the position of prophet gone
那么这个做先知的这件事情变得怎么样呢
Where did he go
是谁在做祭司先知呢啊
No need
我们就没有需要了
Everything was prophesied was fulfilled and realized
因为所有的做先知的预言呢就不需要了
That is why it was mentioned two functions kingship and the priesthood
所以到了启示录的时候只说到两件事情一个是君王一个是祭司
But very rarely in the Old Testament all three functions are fulfilled in one except in the Lord
我们知道这个旧约说到的这个三个职分呢就在基督耶稣身上得到应验
Even the two functions seldom fulfilled Seldom means very rarely.
虽然是这个前面的两个做君王和做祭司呢，很少能够成就在一个人身上。
But those who are all gone through the experience the way that David went, they are going to be in two way anointing of kingship and priesthood.
所以，如果是我们像大卫一样有他类似的经历的时候呢，我们也会受这个君王的膏油和这个做祭司的膏油。
And eating a meal with the Lord, with an anointing head for kingship and priesthood, every situation makes me to feel insipid. They are not powerful compared to the things which are going to be revealed.
所以我们在这个主的饼杯面前呢，这擘饼的时候呢。与其将来要显给我们的那个真理呢是没办法相比的
My cup runneth over
因为他这边讲到说我的腹杯满溢
Psalm 16
诗篇第十六篇
Verse 5 The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup
第五节耶和华是我的产业是我杯中的份
So my cup runneth over and what was my cup he said the Lord is my inheritance and he is my cup
所以我的腹杯满溢到底什么意思呢在这里诗篇十六节十六篇说到说耶和华是我的产业是我杯中的份
It is not just the inheritance what the Lord is going to give me but the Lord himself is my cup
这不是单单说到产业神所给我们的产业乃是耶和华自己是我们杯中的份
My cup runneth over
那就说到我的腹杯满溢
My joy runneth over because now it has pleased the Father to unite the things which are in heaven and which are on the earth all in one that is our Lord Jesus Christ in him every glory was and reverberates in heaven and earth his name and that is the joy which is running over in all my thing even though my head was anointed for a great position
他这边讲到说当天和地的借着主耶稣联合在一起的时候呢那么我们的这个主的旨意得到成就了那么这个我们的腹杯就会满溢
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow all the days of my life.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我却要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
And whatever is now happening in my life,
现在发生我们身上的每件事,
and everything, goodness and mercy only follow.
那么都有这个恩惠慈爱随着。
See that follow the word in Hebrew, it said radaf, R-A-W-D-A-F, if you write in English.
这个随着我这个随着呢，希伯来文呢有一个字。
So it has different meanings. Three of them I read it for you. One is to pursue. So then I read the word, surely goodness and mercy pursue all the days of my life.
Pursue.
Yes.
Okay. 所以它有三个不同的意思，所以呢，我把它其中一个意思读到这里的经文里面，它一生一世必有恩惠慈爱呢，这个追赶我。
And the second one is chase. So then I read that verse. Surely goodness and mercy shall chase all the days of my life.
另外一个是追赶，一生一世呢必有恩惠慈爱追赶我。
And the third verse, third word is persecute, not follow, persecute. Now I read that verse. Surely goodness and mercy shall persecute me all the days of my life.
Persecute.
See, surely goodness and mercy shall persecute me all the days of my life, not follow.
所以他说的一生一世呢，必有恩惠慈爱呢。
Does it make any difference in the meaning?
你在这个意义上有什么不同呢?
Follow means they are passively following me. But persecute me means they make me so much that they can't leave me. And I need to be part of that experience of His goodness and grace. How good it is for us.
So, 随着呢，好像是一个被动式的，是一个。 但是这个逼迫呢，乃是说到说，他要一直跟着我，然后要把我的经历呢，成为这个主的恩惠呢，成为我的经历。So
the grace comes in picture because the nature and the character of God can only be done by the gracious work of the Lord in our lives.
因为神的恩典啊，在我们身上呢，必须要靠着主自己来做成的。
So he says, that will continue to persecute you till you reach to the position the way I expected of you in your life.
所以他说是恩惠慈爱呢，一直要逼迫我们呢，直到我们呢能够被成全。
I continue to actually work towards that in your life.
我要继续不断地在你的里面运行工作。
When I see and notice there is an earnest desire to come into that transformatory life, and my grace will continue to persecute you to transform into that position.
他说是乃是把神的荣耀摆在我们的前面呢，然后神的恩典慈爱呢，乃是继续不断的逼迫我们，使我们能够达到神的那个荣耀。
I will live forever in the house of the Lord.
他说我却要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Not only now.
不但是现在。
Not only in the millennial, thousand-year period,
不但是千禧年的时候,
but everything was converted into new heaven and the new earth, and the eternal kingdom as well, forever and ever.
就是在新天新地永远的国度中呢，我们也一到住到永远。
And when we have the same kind of entertaining the thoughts and the life of Lord, and our King David, how much it will become the Christian life to live for the Lord.
当我们像大卫一样的来常常默想来认识神的话，那么我们基督徒的生活是何等的不一样。
And the Lord may bless this word.
但愿主呢恩待他自己的话语。
Shall we pray?
让我们一同祷告。
Our merciful Father, we thank you for thy presence in the midst of us.
亲爱的父，我们为着你自己的话语，我们来感谢你。
all with the infirmity of a man, whatever is delivered, that thou may bless it for our lives.
虽然借着这个软弱的器皿, 说出了你的话,
according to the needs and the desires of our heart, thou may minister, thy spirit may minister unto us accordingly.
但愿照着圣灵里面的负担, 来带领我们认识主的话。
The word which was delivered may bring continue to work in its way in the lives of the people.
但愿说出来的话继续在听的弟兄姊妹的里面运行工作。
Our eyes may learn to set upon thee, Lord.
让我们学习怎样过一个分别为圣的生活。
Bless thy children wherever they are.
愿你祝福在遍地的你的儿女们。
Ask in Jesus' precious name.
我们是奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名祷告。
Amen. Amen.